Chapter 6 Finding the Way Out. Bob starts to put the paintings in the box.
Help me, Max,
he says.
I can't,
Max says.
Oh, be quiet,
says Bob.
It's nothing.
After a few minutes, the men leave the cave.
That was scary,
says Tracy.
It's good they didn't see us.
Soon it's quiet and dark again in the tunnel. Daryl touches Tracy's arm.
They dropped a torch on the ground,
he says.
Let's find it.
They move their hands over the floor, and soon Tracy finds the torch.
Here's the torch,
she says. She's very happy.
Now, let's leave here.
Then Tracy remembers her mum's phone.
I can't find it,
she says.
Oh, Daryl, my mum needs that phone.
We can return later to find it,
Daryl says. Suddenly, there's a noise in the tunnel. Tracy jumps.
What's that?
She says.
I don't know,
answers Daryl. They move in the tunnel on their knees. Then Daryl stops.
There's a rock in our way,
he says.
Can you help me move it?
They try to move the rock, but it's very heavy.
We must find another way out,
says Tracy. Some bats fly over their heads.
Oh no, the bats again!
The bats disappear in the tunnel.
Maybe the bats know another way out,
Daryl says.
Let's follow them.